As the country embarks on relaxing COVID-19 guidelines and allowing businesses to operate, it is not yet clear when schools will be open. So as students wait for when this day will come, the Ministry of Education and Children's Agency, UNICEF, plus the United Nations Mission in South Sudan are today launching the distance learning program in Juba. And in the studio with me is, of course, the Minister of Education and UNICEF Director, plus the SRSG. David Chera, good morning, and it's good to have you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Right. And yes, just to start with the Minister, Atril, tell us more about this distance learning program.
Well, Your Excellency David Chera, the Special Representative of the Secretary General, Dr. Mohamed Yoya, UNICEF Representative in South Sudan, I am pleased to take part in the launch of the distance learning program with the special representative of Secretary General and the UNICEF representative in South Sudan. This represents a very effective collaboration mechanism between government and partners. I am also grateful for Miraya Radio and South Sudan Broadcasting Corporation Radio for providing this opportunity for our children, especially girls who might be occupied with domestic work. COVID-19, and we call it coronavirus epidemic, has compelled us to the closure of the schools in the country on the 20th March in order to prevent the spread of the disease. But we believe that learning has to continue. We introduce broadcasting lessons on South Sudan Broadcasting Radio 3 weeks ago. We believe we will also be airing lessons in three core subjects: English language, mathematics, and sciences.
Right. And Minister, will come back to you to dive into details on what's going on. Now, the Children's Agency, UNICEF, of course, you're collaborating with the Ministry of Education. Just tell us how UNICEF comes into the picture, Mohamed.
Thank you so much, Honorable Minister, SRSG David. It's really good to be with you here this morning. UNICEF comes into the picture because we are an important partner of the Ministry of Education in South Sudan. We have been here for many years, and we have been working very closely together in the area of education on both issues around access but also around quality. In the specific case of COVID-19, we all agree that the closure of schools at these times make it really difficult for children to continue their learnings. So under the leadership of the minister herself and her cabinet, we are engaged to support the distance learning to radios. Mm-hmm. This is something we have done in other countries, especially during Ebola time. And we felt that this is something we can also do here in South Sudan to make sure that children continue to learn while at home. And as Honorable Minister said, especially for girls whom are much more at risk of doing many other things while at home, including getting married.
Right. Thank you so much. Now, UNMISS is also supporting this program. Could you just bring us to speed, Mr. Shearer, on how UNMISS is playing their part?
Well, I'm delighted to be here with Minister Awutu, my old friend from Foreign Affairs, but also with Mohamed from UNICEF as well. We have the easy part in this as UNMISS, because what we do is we broadcast the material that's coming from the Ministry of Education. Radio Moriah, as a lot of people know, is heard right across South Sudan, some of the furthest corners of South Sudan. So putting this learning package together on Radio Moriah means that a lot of young people across South Sudan will get to hear the lessons. So I think this is a in this time of Corona and COVID-19, mm-hmm. a wonderful opportunity for young people to continue on with their lessons, albeit in a very limited way. So I just want to congratulate the imagination and the initiative of the minister and her team to think this up, and we're delighted to be able to carry it.
Right. Thank you so much, David Chira. Now, Minister, what you of course mentioned in your opening remark that you closed schools to at least stop the spread of coronavirus. And now in the country, the guidelines are being relaxed. Children out there may think that school will be opening soon. Probably they want to hear it from the horse's mouth. Is it happening anytime soon?
Well, so far we are not clear with the situation in South Sudan. I have seen number of cases rising, and it is important that we still maintain preventive measures to protect our children. So I don't see when the situation will be clear by the institution concerned for us to reopen the school. Of course, the school will be the best place, but I think because of the time that we are not sure, the radio become the alternative for us. I may say it's not perfect, but it is better than doing nothing for our children in South Sudan.
Right. Now, Mohammed, how many children are you targeting in this program?
For the time being, we are targeting all children that we can reach through radios, which, as the minister said and David said, it's throughout the country. We know before this closure of schools that we already have 2.2 million out of school, which is quite a huge number, and we really don't want to see that number growing up and going up and up. So we are trying to reach the majority of children who are now at school, both at primary level but also at secondary level as well. And again, this is being done thanks to Miraya, but also SSBC, and with the minister and her cabinet, we are also trying to use other platforms and radios that can enable us to reach those children.
Right. And of course, looking at the number of children who are out of school, it's actually staggering, Mr. Mohammed. Do you think this might also be a window opportunity for those who are out of school?
That's something the Honorable Minister is really pushing very, very hard, and it's indeed a good opportunity. I think it's something we can learn from as we do this now and trying to work together with the Ministry to safely reopen the schools as soon as this has been decided by the government. But it's something that we can also see how it can be continued in the future.
Right.
And I will probably also address the issue of children out of schools because they are in areas where there are no schools or very hard to reach areas.
Right. Now, SRSG, of course, with children, my thought goes directly to those who are living in the protection of civilian sites. Is the program also synchronized that they may also be in the picture?
Well, in the PAC sites, it's exactly the same situation where schools have been closed while the COVID-19 epidemic is with us. So they get the same opportunities as everybody else. So it's really no different. So it's great. And I just want to emphasize what Mohammed just said. This is going to be able to be reached. We'll reach into people and young people's places where perhaps they didn't even have a chance to go to school before the COVID-19 came. So it'll give them a kind of a taste of schooling and what education is all about. So it's a very exciting initiative. I think it's got lots of potential, as both the minister and Mohammed both said, for continuing it on into the future as well.
Right. And Minister, what you mentioned that the subjects that you are zeroing into are English, mathematics and science. Now, if you look at science subjects and mathematics, that's quite practical, and of course it requires somebody to visually see what the teacher is saying. How will the radio be able to do this?
Well, it is true that the sciences and mathematics are practical subjects, but I think we have tried already for the last 3 weeks, and we have seen the interest is so encouraging. It shows that there are so many people who are keen to learn, and we are trying our best now to see when we are delivering live lessons that there will be an opportunity for children to ask questions to the teachers. And of course, we are also meeting the teachers to make sure that the process of giving this lesson is clear for the students to be able to get those lessons and be able to learn from it. So it is an interactive process. It wouldn't be just a teacher talking to the student, but we
there
know
also be
that
feedback.
Yes, there
right.
must be a feedback
right.
so that the teachers also know what is going on with the students.
Right. Thank you so much, Honorable. Now, Mohammed, in all this drive of COVID-19, there are a group of people that usually, I won't say forgotten, but may not be so considered, and that's the visually impaired and those who cannot hear. Is this program also is this program also bring them on board?
Very good question, which the minister again has really been stressing and pushing all of us as partners to think through with our cabinet. As we said, we are starting now with the schools, but definitely the minister has that in her plan, both for those impaired with hearing, but also for the disabled children in general. So she gave us a challenge to think through it, and both our teams and our partners, as we work together now, working on a plan to address COVID during this time while the schools are closed, we are also thinking into how we can assist in that respect.
Right. Thank you. And now, Minister, what is your ministry thinking about this group of people?
Education is inclusive, and a policy of leave no one behind is very important. These are citizens of South Sudan, and I strongly believe that they can benefit from this program. And already, as Mohammed has said, we are engaging the technical team, including the person with disability. They are in the discussion on how best they can also use this opportunity to continue learning in wherever they are. So technical work is going on, and we are looking at them very, very keenly because they are part and parcel of education system.
Right. Now, David Chira, back to you. It looks like you are the horse, and I'm not actually ignoring you. Now I'm back to you. So how many times will you be airing the program, and also what time should those students be catching us on Radio Mariah?
Well, I was hoping Radio Mariah might be able to give us all the details about that, because I'm sure to get it all wrong, but it's a couple of times a day.
Right.
And so that gives everybody enough time to tune in. And it also means that, it's not only going to be children, I think. There's going to be a lot of adult learning going on here as well. There's going to be a lot of adults tuning in and going, actually, I think I know the answer to that. And I think that's great too, because it's going to enthuse kids and their parents as well. I'm a former teacher, so I grew up in a teaching family. My dad was a headmaster, and I trained as a teacher as well. So I'm particularly enthusiastic about this. I thought this was such a good idea when I heard about it, so I just wanted to come in here and tell to trumpet it and to say we're 100% behind it as well.
Right. So as a teacher, what advice would you give to the parents or guardians who will be with the children then?
Make sure they're not doing anything except listening to their radio.
Right.
Rather than going and doing chores and everything, just give them that little bit of time off so they can sit there and listen and learn and gain an enthusiasm for learning. I think that would be my most of my advice.
Thank you so much, David Chira.
Thank you.
And Honorable, what would your advice be?
My advice, one, is to the parents to take this opportunity, and I really urge them, the parents and guardians, particularly mothers, to allow children, and girls in particular, to listen to the radio program at specific times. This is very important, and also to the student themselves.
Right. Thank you. Sorry.
This is a very important opportunity for them to learn, and they should take the time out of their time to listen and learn from these sessions.
Right. Now, Mohammed, what would your advice be?
My advice will be first for children to tell them that this is an excellent opportunity that they have and they should take it fully and learn and continue learning and continue building on what they have had in the schools. But also to tell them that they have books at home. So when they're not listening to the radios, it's also a good time for them to read and reread their books as much as they can. And for the parents to say that this is an opportunity that no one should miss. The parents will need to support the children. You spoke about issues sometimes regarding mathematics and other sciences which needs face-to-face. So I would urge parents who could to also be there and support the children in those areas as well.
Right. And just in case you have joined us, well, the Minister of Education and the Children's Agency, UNICEF, plus the United Nations Mission in South Sudan are launching a distance learning program, and it will be aired right here on Radio Miraya. Now, just before we let you go, what would your last remarks be? Because time is not really our best ally. I'll start with you, Honorable Hout.
Well, I am so excited, and I'm sure this is a great opportunity that Miraya is also getting into the history of South Sudan in contributing to the education system. And I feel that this is something that need to be improved on, not only for the COVID-19 period, but I think we need to look at the future. What is the best way to use the radios to reach to the populations about students which are not reachable at this particular time? So I am very happy to appeal to each and everyone, and this is to cover the entire country of South Sudan.
Right.
And I know Miraya covered most 70% of our population. Mm-hmm. So there will be exciting moments, and I'm sure you will get a lot of calls when the teachers are presenting these sessions too.
Right.
So I am very, very happy that at least we can use radio for education.
We're all looking forward to that. David Cherry, last remarks, please.
Look, I think COVID-19 is a pretty terrible time right across the whole world, and South Sudan's not going to escape. But I think out of sometimes hardship becomes some great ideas and some good initiatives, and I think this is one of them. And so we're thinking outside of the box so that we can help as many kids as we possibly can across South Sudan, encourage them to learn, encourage their parents to value learning as well and to support their children. So I'm very, very happy that we're able to, as the Minister said, to be able to support this as UNMISS. And we look forward to long and fruitful conversation, even past COVID-19. Maybe there's something we can continue on after this as well, along with the Ministry of Education and with the support of UNICEF as well.
Right. And Mohammed?
I would like to thank everyone, and that's the Ministry, of course, the Government of South Sudan, and our UNMISS and UN agencies, but also our implementing partners and donors in coming together to help children to continue the learning in these very trying times. I really deeply appreciate the leadership and collaboration of the Minister herself and her cabinet. I want to acknowledge and thank David for his support, which is evidenced by his presence here this morning. And I want to say to Miraya, thanks so much for helping us all air these lessons for children who are in a very needy time at the moment.
Right. Mr. Ayoya Mohammed and Honorable Deng, plus SRSG David Chera, thank you so much for your time.